Bhagavatam, 10.3, chapter 15, text number 4. This is a description of the kingdom of God. Deva Deva Jagatatha, Lokanashikani, Paresham Aparesham Tham, Bhutanama Shiva Bhagat. Deva Deva, O God of the demigods, Jagat Tatha, O sustainer of the universe, Lokanath Shikamane, O head jewel of all the demigods in other planets, Parisham, of the spiritual world, Aparisham, of the material world, Bhutanam, of all living entities, Asi, are Bhavavid, knowing the intentions. Translation of Purple by His Divine Grace, Om Vishnu Paramahansa Paribraja Kacharya, Ashtokara Satashi Simal, Vaisharanar Vinda Bhakti Vidanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Ki. O God of the demigods, sustainer of the universe, head jewel of all the demigods in other planets, you know the intentions of all living entities, both in the spiritual and material worlds. O God of the demigods, sustainer of the universe, head jewel of all the demigods in other planets, you know the intentions of all living entities, in both the spiritual and material world. Therefore, because Brahma is almost on an equal footing with the personality of Godhead, he is addressed here as the God of the demigods. And because he is the secondary creator of this universe, he is addressed as the sustainer of the universe. He is the head of all the demigods, therefore he is addressed here as the head jewel of the demigods. It is not difficult for him to understand everything which is happening in both the spiritual and material worlds. He knows everyone's heart and everyone's intentions. Therefore he is requested to explain this incident. Why was the pregnancy of Diti causing such anxiety all over the universe? Om Agyan Miran Dashikam Janam Shavakaya Dakshuram Nikandri Dashikam. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadha Shivashri Gaur Bhakta Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram Ram. Demigods, they're approaching an old Brahma to find out what is the disturbance in the universe. And he says that here he understands everything. Actually, Lord Brahma is all pervading in this universe. Not only the Brahma, but most of the demigods practically are all pervading. They're in charge of the different senses of the body. There's 33 rows of devatas, and each one of them has a function in the universe when we're staying in the universe. In this body, which is like a small universe, those 33 demigods, every point of the body has a controller. You get the main controllers for the main senses, the eyes, nose, tongue, touch, etc. And you have all the other millions of demigods for every little aspect. pores in the body for the hairs and things like that. So they have to know the living entities because they're dealing with the living entities. By their sanction, things are happening in this universe. So the living entities all over. Shavadataha Krishna says the living entities are everywhere in this universe. So that means they're present. Or their power to be present everywhere in the universe for every living entity. So in this way, the fact that you're pervading, especially Lord Brahma, considering he is the creator of the universe, then it's understood that the creator, he was the person who creates a building, and understands, he knows every nook and corner and what goes on. So especially Lord Brahma, he is practically all pervading. So he says that he knows practically everything here. Also in the Brahma knows everybody's destiny. He says he knows his, he knows the intentions of everyone. How can he secrets of Lord Brahma? He knows everyone's intention. And he knows what's happening in the material universe. At the time of death, it is said that Lord Brahma writes your destiny on your forehead. So he knows what is your destiny. There was a story of one man was born. He gave birth to a son. Sorry, his mother gave birth to a son. And there was a prostitute. She gave birth to a daughter. So Lord Brahma came down, both at the same time, so it's the same place. So Brahma came down and he gave them their right and their destiny. So there was some Mr. Yogi there and he could see that. So he said, Brahma, what are you doing here? I write down the destiny of the living entities. I said, what's their destiny? He said, I can't tell you that. I should write down. No, just tell me. He said, I'm a Mr. Yogi. I only engage in austerities and penance and space to God. He says, now the destiny of this man, this Chagoy child, he will live with a buffalo. He will get his living from buffalo, that's his destiny with a buffalo. And this girl, because she was born of a prostitute mother, she will live with a pearl by getting a pearl necklace. That's her destiny, to have a pearl necklace. And she will live by that. So then Brahma left, and the mystic yogi was there, and later on they found, he told them or he told their parents or something like that, but later on when they grew up, they were told of their destiny. So the man said, well, if I'm destined to live by a buffalo, then that's it. So yeah, he got a buffalo and he sold it. He got the money for the buffalo, so he was just sitting spending it. He didn't care. You can see he was destined to live by a buffalo, but he didn't have a buffalo. But he didn't care about his maintaining some money because he knew that was his destiny. Somehow or another, another buffalo came, so immediately sold it. He had spending the money. Again another buffalo came. He had to have it, that was his destiny. So he just kept selling it. This made it quite easy and simple. He didn't have any problem in life. The young girl became a prostitute because it's her family profession. But she, pearl necklace is very expensive. Nobody wants to give a real pearl necklace. So somehow or another she got a pearl necklace. And she said to her clients, my price is a pearl necklace. Too much, we can't buy four necklaces. But she had to have a necklace. So her destiny was arranging that someone might send her a necklace. Oh, it's a nice one. I mean, she sold it. Got a lot of money for it. So she was destined, and she's living not nicely, spending her money. But when the money finished, she had to have the necklace. Even before the money. So again, someone else had to come and give her a necklace. They were destined to come and give her a necklace. And so immediately they got the buffer on the cow, they would sell it. You know, plenty of money, no worry, no work. And it came, because they understood that science, it became very complicated for all the stages involved. And I think eventually Lord Brahma had to come back. Buffaloes, and he had to start doing farm necklaces. Because that was their destiny, that so you can't hide anything from his great personality. So he knows everything exists in the material world and in the spiritual world. He knows everything that's happening in both the spiritual and material world. Means he can ask Vishnu. He sees Vishnu. He says, "I see you on the lotus." I see you on the ocean. I see you on everyone's heart when he's speaking, offering those prayers to Krishna up at Brahman Bhavani. I see you everywhere. I see you on the water, you can't be so. I can see Vishnu. I can see you in everyone's heart. And then when he wants to speak, he can go to the Gilk Ocean and the demigods. He gets the audience, Lord Brahman, and then he tells all the other demigods. The other demigods, they don't have the perception, but Brahma gets the message and then he tells, yeah, it's what he sees, so he can ask him. Otherwise, I don't know how we know in the spiritual world, he's kind of pretty busy looking after this material world. But anyway, he has the facility to understand what's going on. He has a connection. His father is understand because of the but anyway, the question here is that they're all asking. Therefore, he was supposed to explain this incident. Why was the pregnancy of the deep causing such anxiety all over the universe? So we know it's due to the presence of the deep demons that are taking shelter in Aditi's womb. And simply because of their presence, the whole world is becoming auspicious and dark. It's just like Maya. Maya is like God. God is light, darkness, and nescience. Where there is God, there can be no light. So when there's absence of Godhead or predominance of irreligion or demons, then the darkness stops. And it was conspicuous all over the universe, although they couldn't understand what's going on. But just simply by their presence in the universe, their appearance, it was going to be a gloomy time. So this is just the way of the pure nature. They're born in demoniac family, they have demoniac intentions, they wanted to kill Vishnu. Although they were devotees, giant Vijaya in spiritual, they come down with this, they have this desire, so they were influenced by the Lord's potency. To think that they were demons, so they could give a fight to Vishnu. So because it's going to be troublesome, then the whole world is suffering, just like demoniac species, like a snake. Very, very, very bad odor comes from a snake. Close proximity of a snake. Horrible smell, yeah. You know when Haridas Thakur was doing a puja and he was standing in a cave, the first temple, that's it. You can go there, the cave was there and he was living in it, and the devotees were coming and seeing, but they could hardly go in near the cave. Such vapors were coming out, very poisonous. Like Kaliya, and he was so poisonous. Even the birds all over Kaliya Lake, they become poisoned because of the poison. making of himself in divine aspiration. They request Hari back to leave. So he was actually going to leave, but then the snake left. Presence of these demoniac species or envious species in the everything, the whole presence becomes dark and inauspicious. So opposite to that is when the saintly person is born. Then actually he brings light to the material world. He lights up the whole world. The whole world. Narottam Das Thakur sings one song that simply by your presence all sins go far away. It's only the presence, just being in the presence of such a devotee. All sins and inauspiciousness, and they're going far away. Just like when Lord Caitanya appeared here 500 years ago, because people were becoming very materialistic. They were worshipping the demigods. They were very attached to worshipping demigods. Very elaborate ceremonies. And without understanding the real purpose. So Lord Caitanya came to inaugurate the Yuga Dharma, Harinam Sankirtana. And immediately the whole gloom was lifted. He made everybody chant Hare Krishna, they all became devotees. And the whole world just became like Vaikuntha with the presence of Lord Caitanya. Everybody became a devotee, everybody started chanting him in Namaste due to the influence of Caitanya Mahaprabhu. Because that was 500 years ago. Same time in the Western countries. That was called the Renaissance period. It's when 500 years ago, it's all the great artists and great philosophers started manifesting, even the Dharma to glorify today. Their work is still known today, the cathedrals and things like that. It was noted as a period of art and poetry and philosophy. It's a great many great things happened during that time because of the influence of Lord Caitanya Mahaprabhu here and the whole planet, even the other side of the world, and no one ever went for the Malacca desk. But even that prospered due to the influence of the appearance of Lord Caitanya. The darkness left. Or even when Prabhupada appeared and he went to America immediately, it was a very good time. And Prabhupada went and he took up the whole consciousness. All of a sudden there became such an urge for searching for the truth, searching for God. So many young people just, you know, they left their homes, they left everything, and they were searching there. That spirit was there, that mood was there in the foreigners. Due to the influence of Prabhupada, not only the devotees of followers of Prabhupada, but also he pushed the whole consciousness up and all the other spiritual movements started flourishing. And there were all these different Christian groups coming up, Children of God, and so many hundreds of groups actually. Young people who were, they were kind of, the church was a kind of a fuddy-duddy thing, they didn't. And now suddenly they were all saying, well, the young people, you know, they had an interest, they wanted to search, but they didn't know, they didn't want to maybe go beyond. So they started getting the mysticism and yoga and you know, even Muslims became very strong, young people became Muslims. Then the black, Muhammad Ali, and all that. Black power, Muslim power, but anyway, they all became religious, you can say they became religious. Prabhupada just pushed up the whole consciousness. So, wherever the religion they were, they kind of picked up on it, and it was a big influence, the fluctuation there. But due to the presence of such a devotee, a pure devotee on the planet. can take advantage of you. The blessings they give, of course many people don't take. They're unfortunate. Everybody has a choice. But those who do take, then they become very fortunate. And except when the pure devotee leaves, it becomes chaotic for a while. When the pure devotee, you see, we saw it actually. When Prabhupada left, it was in the whole period of confusion. You know.
Still giving blessings, and
their disciples to go in the future generations. People can still go and take blessings from these sages who passed away long because of their persevering in the form of their samadhis. So you can still take advantage, you know, even years and years later. This is the merciful nature of the sainted persons. And they give their instructions. And so we have so much service to do. I remember when Prabhupada left, they said, you know, what are we going to do? What is it? Is it service as usual? Because everyone was completely numbed and stunted. Then after a while they kind of got it together, then what are we going to do? Is it service as usual? And Hare Krishna said, no, he said, now it's service more than usual. Now we've really got to prove Prabhupada. We've got to go out and distribute the hymns of books, and we've got to do all this. It's service more than usual now. So then we have it. It's a very exciting time for that. So much Lakshmi. So as long as we stick to their instructions and we don't deviate, then everything will become flourish like anything. When we deviate from the orders, then things will diminish. Especially if there's criticism. If criticism comes in the picture, Krishna leaves. Okay, then you're left back in the material. You've got to make it as you. Because Krishna leaves, he withdraws his offences. And we see practically. But as long as we can stay fixed in following the instructions nicely and cooperating together, then everything can flourish, expand unlimitedly like anything. So this is Krishna comes, he gives his pastimes, the devotees come, they elaborate on the pastimes, we have to perform all these pastimes now, the Chandanyakshu is going on. We can get inspiration from. This is Jagannath's festival. So Jagannath, he set the standard of deity worship for the universe. And we are following, actually, the channel Chandanyakshu coincides with our friend of Puris. Going to get chanda for Gopinath, he was ordered by Gopinath, go and get some chanda. And come, but my body is very hot. Yeah. He got back to Ramuna and Gopinath says, no, he appeared with you again in the dreams he gives you. And Ramuna. So that whole leela, that happens this time, so that is more why we're following it, because of Madhavendra Puri's pastime and Gopinath. So the Gaudiyas are following this period for 21 days in Jagannath Puri goes on. He has a Nukul Vilas for the past time also, the Navendra's Rover in Puri. And Jason Mahaprabhu would also observe this festival. They would also play in the water. We used to play in the Pukur in the Samadhi. Now for the last few years we're not doing it, but the devotees will. So, and now that somehow now it's not so clean now, the parents are kind of clean. And we're not forced to play the Vendus Rover during that festival. And also Jagannath, he has different veshes, different dresses. Today you can see closer. Small manava here. This is the Lakshman Arayan Vesh. You notice he has four arms with the Pada Chakra. Tomorrow is Nukul Vilas, she'll go on the boat dress. So every day is a different dress, every day for 21 days, a rusty in the dress. Govardhan dress. Nataraj dress. He's famous as Nataraj when he comes from Kaliya. advertising videos or televisions. And so I had pictures on the television, and on one of the televisions, quite the kitchen, and they had discount written on the television, on the screen with something behind it. So. But they had a discount on very colourful festivals, and it's always good for the media, probably. They always come, they take photos, and any festival characters, and if they like it, just, they want to put it in the media because people like it, something festival, something. Parades and things like that. So this one is famous for that. It's really light in the world. This one with its parades and rakiyas and all over the world. Everybody. It's Utshava. Utshava. Utshava means, Utshava means above. Utshava means manifestation above the material most nature. You go to the temple for Utshava. It's called an Utshava. You go to the temple to get all your family warriors. And you enter the temple, you have Krishna's servant, you leave everything outside. And Utsava, you put on all that, all your years. This is for the pilgrims, they come to Utsava, and then they go up. It takes them above all of their material in the back, they see the festivities, they forget it, they forget about the anxieties in life, and the materialistic way of life. So this is the we're really famous for our restaurant. We have all the nice festivals, very attractive. Pretty taken out of the world. You all have experience in that parts of the world when your festivals are finished. Everybody is happy. You don't have to ask. I think it was in probably Washington. They had a big Ratiyatra. It's an arrival address. After they arrived in the town hall or something, Prabhupada gave him an address and he said, here, he said, you have seen me, I'm calling Lord Jagannath Balaram and Subhadra Devi. And we were simply dancing and chanting. He said, there were hundreds of people, all these young boys and girls who are coming. Nobody told you to dance or chant, nobody paid you anything. He said, but you're all spontaneously dancing and chanting. He said, so this is Krishna consciousness. He said, you're simply dancing and chanting. Come back here and we have some Mahaprasad feast. He said, this is Krishna consciousness, that's all you need. He said, it's so spontaneous because we didn't ask you to do all these things. Automatically you just joined up and you danced and chanted and take the shot. He said, that's Krishna consciousness, that's all you need. He said, but if you want philosophy, also we have many, many books. But it's the dancing and chanting that is sufficient. So it's natural when people come into a nice environment, it's natural that they feel joyful and want to dance. And so many devotees had that experience. The first time they met devotees, they were so happy. They were so happy. It's just an experience, just by being in their presence. One devotee from Australia, he told me he was a butcher. His profession was a butcher. And he said, I met the devotees in Australia. They were in the street, they were dancing. The first time I'd ever seen them. He said, I just went up and I started dancing and sort of chanting. He said, the tears were pouring from my eyes. He said, I've never experienced anything like this before. And immediately he became a devotee. All that past was finished. This is the blessing of the devotees when they appear on the planet. You know, they push the whole planet. And the demons, everything becomes a demon. So this is our responsibility for the world. Prabhupada said that all I want you to do is to be happy. Hare Krishna. Bhavantam ki. Prabhupada.